just worship him. You know, I don't have to talk on the mic. You know what? Oh my goodness. In my life, be glorified. Just think of that. Wow, to glorify, what an honor, what a privilege it is to glorify the Lord God Almighty in our lives. My goodness. You know what? That's the most important thing in your life. That's the most important thing, because when you glorify him, everything else falls in place. Everything. Your finances fall in place. Your body falls in place. Everything. Your families fall in place. Your minds fall in place. Everything starts to fall in place. You glorify him. Oh, my. God, thank you, Lord, for the privilege and honor it is to even glorify you. Oh, my goodness, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. As we get older, Lord God, we glorify you as we are young, the young and the old and the little ones and everyone, to glorify you with our words, with the words that we speak to other people. Lord, that no corrupt communication proceeds out of our mouth, but only those things which glorify other people and edify them. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hey, I want to tell you, this place is filled with angels. It's making up in the seats for those people that are coming, and thank you for those of you that did, says the Lord. Yes, it's like a special blessing to those who came tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey. That's right, Victoria. Yes. Look at her. Glory, come here. Hallelujah. Woohoo. You show them how to jump up and down. That's okay. She doesn't have to. She was going, woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, come on. Some go, run. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, let's do it. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, look at that. Oh my gosh. Hey. That's a way to do it. Some joy. The joy in this place. Life is not, everything's wrong. I'm depressed. I feel hurt. You can move out of it with joy. You can move out of it with joy. But you gotta do something. Yeah. Thank you. Way to go. Yeah. The knee replacement, and this one's bone to bone, and I'm supposed to have my hip replaced. I couldn't do that. That was it. That was God. Hey, if you think the church should be really quiet, I don't think anybody here does. But wait till you get to heaven. There'll be shouts of joy and dancing and somersaults in front of the throne room of God. There will be. I guarantee it. I saw it. I never could do a somersault. You know, cartwheel. Yeah, I was a cheerleader. I could never do a cartwheel. Okay, and so one time I remember I was teaching school in Omaha, and I was driving, and I was listening to this music, and I went, God, I wish. He said, someday in front of the throne room, you're going to do a cartwheel. You'll do cartwheels in heaven. Honest to God, I saw myself go. You'll do things that you never could do before. Heaven is real. God is real. And we're not into religion. All of this comes from the heart. Oh, God, we thank you so much. Hallelujah. God is so good, so good. Well, you can be seated. We'll receive the tithes and offerings. My husband's going to preach tonight. And I'm just going to receive whatever. If somebody is like, tonight we tithe. And otherwise, we give offerings other times. Okay, so, yeah, if you need an envelope. You know, if you write a check, you don't need to. I never put it in an envelope because you don't need to put a check in an envelope. But if you're giving cash and you want it for your income tax, which we are, you can take it off your, some people can. But, hallelujah. Okay. So tonight we're going to go into Genesis, go to Genesis 4, and it's about, well, you'll see, Genesis 4. Oh, here. It says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife. Put my glasses at home. And she became pregnant and bore Cain. And she said, I have gotten and gained a man with the help of the Lord. And next she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the course of time, everybody say the course of time. In the course of time, okay? Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground. And Abel brought the firstborn of his flock and of the fat portions. And the Lord had respect and regard for Abel and for his offering. Okay, now I know that, yeah, people talk about that it was a blood, because it was a blood offering. And that could be accurate too. I'm not going to refute all that. But let me tell you what it says in Deuteronomy. I mean, I have notes on this stuff, and I looked it up all over the place. Deuteronomy 26:2 says, thou shalt take of the first fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land, that the Lord thy God gives thee, and put it in a basket, and go to a place God has chosen for his presence, to bring an offering to the Lord. Okay, so it just, this said the fruit of the ground. All right. Now, a lot of people don't notice this. That's why I had you say, in the course of time. This was supposed to be the tithe. You see, the tithe already was in Genesis. But Abel, he was a keeper of the sheep, and he brought his offering to the Lord immediately. But in the course of time, it says that Cain brought his. And in the course of time means the leftovers. Well, you know what? I got to pay all the bills first. I got to pay all the bills first, and then I'll tithe. You're supposed to tithe before. And this is another thing. People say, is it on the gross, you know, or on the, what do you call it? The what? The net? No, it's on the gross. You see, because that's how much you made. If you made, you know, $1,000, but the government takes out, or your employer takes out all the taxes and stuff like that, and it amounts to $750, it doesn't mean you give $75. You give $100 because you made $1,000. But a lot of people don't think that, but that's the way it's supposed to be. Okay, and we've always done that. And it does not hurt you. But you're supposed to give according to our prosperity. We're not supposed to give whatever we can spare or give according to our strength or level or according to what you have. You know, Deuteronomy, leftovers are the second best. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, but you shall earnestly remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gave you the power to get wealth. He's the one. Without him, you couldn't talk, you couldn't walk, you couldn't hear, you couldn't see, you couldn't do anything, right? Really. What? Why does he give you the power to get wealth? Well, he gives you the power to get wealth through the tithe, but it says that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers on the earth. He wants to show that he's in covenant with us, and that because of that covenant and because you trusted him with your money, people say, money's not my God, but it is their God when they don't do that. And it doesn't make any difference how little you make or how much you make. We need to tithe. Okay, so three things that God wants to give you through. Well, let's read just a little bit more here about Cain. And Abel brought the firstborn of his flock and of the fat portions, and the Lord had respect and regard for Abel. That's verse 4. And for his offering. But for Cain and his offering, he had no respect or regard. So Cain was exceedingly angry and indignant, and he looked sad and depressed. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why do you look sad and depressed and dejected? You know what? Depression is inward anger. Do you know that? It's anger that's inside of you. If you do well, will you not be accepted? In other words, he was going to give him another chance. And if you do not do well, sin crouches at your door. Its desire is for you, but you must master it. And Cain said to his brother, hey, let's go out in the field. And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. It was the first murder in the Bible. And it came from jealousy. And the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? Yeah, we are. And the Lord said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. And now you are cursed by reason of the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's shed blood from your hand. And when you till the ground, it shall no longer yield to you its strength. And you shall become a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth in perpetual exile, a degraded outcast. I'll tell you, things, honestly, God can work in your life. He can rebuke the devourer. We're to take authority now in the New Testament. But still, even if you do take authority and you don't tithe, you're in disobedience to God, and he can't bless you. So there's God wants you to tithe because he wants you to be in joy. He wants to give you these things, joy. And as much as you could handle in your life. And he also wants you to worship him. But folks, this worship thing is not just a bunch of songs we're singing. It comes from the heart. And people know that when worship comes from the heart, worship takes the highest place. It does. God wants to be worshiped more than anything. But it isn't just a rote, and you stand there not knowing what you're singing. You're not really singing to God. It's just, oh, I wonder what this is. I wonder what that is. You know, people, it's, let's put it this way. It's real. It's from your heart, and you love God with all your heart. But you have to get to a point where you're stirring that up in your own life. Otherwise, it's dead religion. And that's why it gets boring. Because you partake of all these things. I mean, even in this church, just like in your family, like you have chores to do outside, chores to do inside. And really, everybody should help with each other. And this is also a family of God. And we all need to take a place in this ministry and in this, like I said, it's not our church. It's not our building. My gosh, we don't own this. Yeah, I'm responsible for a lot of things. I could be put in jail for something if I do something wrong with this building. But you know what? It's not mine. It's not. Whoever goes after me, it'll be there. I mean, it's not theirs, but they have, you know, to take care of it. So, you know, don't think that. Why would you think, well, they just want your money? No, it's God who wants to bless you. And it doesn't make any difference if you make $100 a month. Give 10 bucks and you'll see it increase. You'll see it increase. And I can say that that's exactly what we've seen, and many people in this church have seen it. They've seen it. God will take care of you. All right, so let's receive it now. Amen. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you, Lord God. What a marvelous God you are. God, I ask you to bless and to multiply every person who's giving into this tithe and offering this night. We praise you, Lord God. This check is made out of, and so is the money made out of trees, which you created in the first place. You created the seed, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We believe that you are our God. When we make you God of our life, then you self will supply. You said you will supply. You will supply. You will supply. You will supply. All of our needs for healing, needs for a car or a job or a house or to restore relationships or whatever it is, God. Needs for money. You will supply. You said it. people, if I ask everybody, is the word of God true? Yes. But then do we believe he will supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory? But see, you have to do something too. He's done his part. And you have to get into the glory of God through the word and the mirror of the word and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You can receive it.